بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on September 18, 2019 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with dictators of Husseini pilgrims known as Mokebdaran.
The third point that I would like to discuss with you, dear brothers, is that you and we should try to make this ceremony as fruitful and spiritual as we can. We should increase the meaning and content of this ceremony on a daily basis. Intellectuals and cultural personalities and activists should sit and plan about this great movement. Today, the goal of every Muslim should be to establish the new Islamic civilization. Today, this is what we want. Islamic nations have great capacities. Should these capacities be utilized? The Islamic Ummah will reach the peak of dignity. We should think and dream of this. The establishment of great Islamic civilization is our ultimate goal. Today, Islamic nations have thankfully awakened. The Iraqi nation is a great, dignified, cultured, and determined nation. In the recent events, Iraqi youth have shown that they have the power to protect their nation and their country against global plots. This is very valuable. The youth of Iraq managed to destroy the domestic plot, which could have led to a civil war in Iraq. The plot hatched by Daesh and the Takfiri group was no small plot. They spent massive amounts of money. They formulated plans to turn Iraq, one of the main Arab and Islamic countries, into a battlefield and to pit Shias against Sunnis. With the fatwa issued by the Grand Marja of Taqlids of Iraq, Iraqi youth managed to show resistance and to foil this plot. This was not a minor achievement and feat. The great Iraqi nation can help its country reach the peak of dignity. These capacities should be put into practice. If the capacities of Islamic countries, the capacities of Iran, Iraq, and other countries in West Asia and North Africa are gathered together, and if they join hands and are tied together, then the Islamic Ummah will show what divine dignity means. It will show the great Islamic civilization to global societies. Our goal should be this, and this Arba'in rally can prove to be an influential means to that end.
That was the part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, during the gathering with thousands of people from various groups.
To Allah, all praises to Allah.